Hi, this is a dictation for Kamon Robertson, KamonRobertson. Kamon Robertson, date of birth is 8/8/1979, date of accident is 3/14/2025, and date of service is 5/15/2025. This patient, Kamon Robertson, is here after being involved in a head-on collision, frontal, on 3/14/2025. He was a resident driver and was driving on M59. When the other driver failed to stop on a blinking light, his car was completely totaled, although inside the dashboard and was pushed in, and a steering wheel was damaged from the airbags deployment, and that car was completely totaled. He started having severe headaches along with some dizziness, loss of balance, lack of focus, blurred vision, and various pain syndrome involving the neck and the mid back and lower back, more towards the left side, as well as left shoulder and left knee pain. He had a difficult time performing his ADLs. Today he reports that his pains are continuing as such, and they are 9 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 in the area of the neck, upper back, lower back, and mid back. And shoulder pain on the left side is also reported to be 9, with difficulty lifting more than 90 degrees of abduction. He's otherwise able to walk reasonably well, but he's suffering in so much pain that he cannot sleep at night, and he has been crying in pain. He reports his pain to be 9 to 10. However, he do not report any radiation of pain to the arms or to the legs. There is no numbness or tingling, no motor weakness. Headaches are present, but they are not extremely severe. He currently reports 0% relief, but his headaches are not worsened. He has occasional vision disturbance and loss of memory, but they are not out of the proportion. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. For additional issues and for compliance plan and substance abuse. The blood pressure is 187/123, pulse 80, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 4/23/2025, dictation number 0430-016. The plan will be as follows. Patient is provided with the following medication, which is Celebrex, 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Protonix, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil, 50 mg at night for GAD disorder, anxiety and sleep, Zoloft, 50 mg at night for PTSD and anxiety and depression. Ambien, 5 mg at night for help in sleep. Medijessic, 1 or 2 PRN for headaches. And the Lidopro ointment for topical pain relief. The patient was also found to have a severe spasm in the left shoulder area and the left trapezius muscle with the trigger point. One was at the junction in the cervical fibers as well as in the thoracic fibers. And the MRIs were reviewed and it was found that he is suffering from severe supra and infra pinnatus tendon involvement. Injection was provided to the trigger point for the left cervical and left thoracic fiber of the trapezius muscle, where there was a reproducible tenderness, as well as the patient was given an injection to the left supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendons. The patient refused to take an intra-articular injection to the shoulder. His MRI for the cervical spine showed a herniated disc at C23, C34, C45, C56, as well as facet hypertrophies. In the thoracic spine, he has a paracentral disc herniation of T3, T4. And in the lumbar spine, he has a L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1 disc involvement, for which patient has been advised to have the injections provided with epidural injections for further healing. The patient tolerated the procedure very well today, and 3 cc's of dexamethasone in marking 0.5% was injected at each site. Total 4 injections were given and the bandages were applied. No excess bleeding or any other issues were noticed. The patient was ordered Percocet 10 over 325 every 12 hours for 7 days. 14 tablets were provided. Flexeril 10 milligrams twice a day. One tablet to be taken shortly for nighttime for sleep was also provided. His maps were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient was found to be in compliance. And he'll be seen in 7 days' time for just for pain medication refill. Thank you.